And joining us next is Yusuf Ibrahim. He's the managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. He's also a former correspondent for the New York Times and Wall Street Journal, and he has been reporting in Saudi Arabia. Mr. Ibrahim, the Saudis are saying that all the signs here point to Al-Qaeda in this attack. What reason is there to think that is an accurate statement?
Well, it is the only well-organized group inside Saudi Arabia. It has been keeping itself dormant and silent for the longest time. But in the past 3 months, particularly after the explosions that occurred in other complexes, the Saudi authorities have gone after them with a fury and a force that hasn't been seen before. Almost 600 people have been rounded up. So I think they are reacting. The Saudis have declared war against them, and they're declaring war against Saudi Arabia.
You're saying 600 people have been rounded up since the attacks on May 12th, which prompted a Saudi crackdown.
Yes, and furthermore, the tone of the Saudi media, the general public, as a matter of fact, has been very hostile to the radical Muslim fundamentalist element, and the authorities, Saudi Arabia works in subtle ways. Nobody can really criticize religious authorities without getting a green light, and clearly the Saudi press has been given the green light to question.
Forgive me, questioning not just Al-Qaeda, but questioning religious leaders themselves.
Yes, we've gone beyond Al-Qaeda because the assumption here, the working plan is Al-Qaeda, in the end of the day, is a product of the most extreme radical thinking, which has been protected for the longest time by the supreme leaders of the Islamic religious establishment, Saudi Arabia, who are sacrosanct, so to speak. Now, they are no longer sacrosanct.
I know you've just finished a couple of weeks in Saudi Arabia, and this attack came after a very tense week in Saudi Arabia.
Extremely, and in fact, our embassy is closed, our schools are closed. Most American expatriates have already sent their spouses and children outside the country. It's affecting business, it's affecting the economy, and we don't really know what it means. It could be two things. In speaking in Saudi Arabia, even before this happened, as late as yesterday morning, people were saying, it could be that these are the last remnants of Al-Qaeda who've been rounded up. But it could also be that the Saudi authorities are discovering that Al-Qaeda's dormant cells within the kingdom are much, much larger and much better organized than they thought.
Is it possible to judge what Al-Qaeda's goal inside Saudi Arabia is right now?
Al-Qaeda's goal is definitely to disrupt public order and to shake the Saudi royal family, which is already shaken anyway, and above all to chase expatriates, particularly American and British and Western expatriates, out of the kingdom. Now, you know that without these expatriates, much of the Saudi economy would be in serious trouble. I mean, a lot of large industrial and consumer outfits, not to mention the oil business, benefits from the services of expatriates, and if you can get those guys to leave, you seriously disrupt the regime and the system.
Mr. Ibrahim, I understand that you've been spending some of your time today looking at the websites of Saudi radicals to see what kind of response they've had to this attack.
Very pleased with themselves, promising more to come, and suggesting that it is time to change regimes in the region. Now, ordinarily, they've always said those things, and one would take them with a grain of salt. But the problem is, after the American occupation of Iraq, the regimes ruled by friendly forces to the United States are standing on shaky ground because there is an incredible amount of hostility towards the United States, something I haven't seen really in 30 years of covering this region.
Very interesting that Saudi radicals would be calling for regime changes throughout the Middle East, and at the same time, President Bush this past week was calling for more democracy in the Middle East, changing regimes in a very different way, I'm sure.
Yes, and I was very sad, really, to listen to his speech and then to see the reaction, which was total scorn. I mean, it's so unfortunate that the United States, which was, I would say, only 3 years ago, one of the most popular, beloved nations in the world, is today so resented, and his speech was criticized universally across the region.
Yusuf Ibrahim is the managing director of the Strategic Energy Investment Group. He's also a journalist and helps us sort out what's happening in Saudi Arabia. He spoke to us from Dubai. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Steve.